Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Why Is Modern the Artist Love? This is Gigi Adams-Evans, along with my co-host, Jansenius T. Lyons, Jr. And the topic for our show today will be about adversity. This is the second part of adversity, and Professor Lyons will be able to enlighten you on this subject, as well as myself, to join in and give my interjection of the word adversity. What is adversity? So call in 347-855-8335, and we're here from 1 to 1:30. Hi, Tito, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very thankful and grateful for the opportunity that I have today to unite with you in this for this episode of Wise Mind Radio Show. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm enjoying the sunshine today, even though we have a cold day here in Georgia. I'm doing great. And I'd like to say hello to all the friends that are listening in today. And I would personally like to dedicate this show to Reverend Calvin Peterson, who hopefully is listening in and will send us some supporters this way to listen into the show and call in. And get in touch with Jansenius, Professor Lodge at www.wisemindevelopment.org or email him at titolodge@yahoo.com. Tito?
Yes. Oh, sorry about that. Thank you, and thank you for the introduction, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of our listeners today to the show, and I'd like to let you know that I'm looking forward to a great dialogue with you on adversity. This is the second episode of adversity, on adversity, that we are holding, and for a very specific reason, a very good reason, and that reason is that I am homeless. As of last Monday morning, I was admitted to hospital because of the shock of what happened that caused my blood pressure to go crazy, my blood sugar, and a bunch of other things that reacted very negatively to it. And I was very patient during my time at the hospital 2 days, and thank God that they run test after test, and everything came out negative. And for that, I am grateful. In regard to my homelessness, one way that I am very open up to face it head on is that I'm in the process of learning so much about it, about what homelessness is and what it is like to be without a home. And this had led me to go to a church service on Sunday afternoon, someplace in Fort Lauderdale, where I live in Florida. This church service is not specifically held for homeless individuals, but I would say that 95% of the congregation members were homeless individuals. And this was a blessing for me because going through adversities and not able to learn or did not learn and do not learn, try to learn as much as you can from it and about it is very much to me a time and opportunity wasted. Why? Because this experience educated me as to what those individuals going through this harshness of adversities are going through. It's very, very hard, very harsh, very difficult. However, from a wise mind, universal wisdom, understanding approach to it, what I have discovered so far, and not only in this particular instance of homelessness, but in all situations, it is very, very, very important for anyone to have a vision of their own always. Do not wait for when adversity strike you, your life, your family, etc., for you to start thinking about creating a vision of your own. Now, should you did not know or you hadn't been aware of the value of having your own vision, please start doing it right now. Why? Because when in adversities, only those without vision will suffer. When you have a vision, you will endure, and that is just nature of this physical journey for human being. The nature of life itself on earth, this physical life, is made of tragedies, adversities, and deceptions. Nothing that you see at any second is going to stay the same at the next second. That's just the nature of this physical world that we are living in. Therefore, the only possession that you can have and that is guaranteed to you are the energies that you have created. And a vision is an energy that is created by the mind. Because the mind is a creation of your being spiritual energies, and your being spiritual energies is the creation of love, supreme power energies of love, your mind can create any energy that it so wished to. It gets it from the uniqueness of your being energies, which was created to the image of love, spiritual energy. And we all, we know that our universe and everything within any and all universe were created by love, spiritual energy. So therefore, because your being also was created by those energies as well, those energy image as well, that's what it does, create energies for you. When you have a vision and you also create trust, beliefs, and faith energies for it, nothing can shake it. Nothing can shake it. The stronger your beliefs, faith, and trust for your vision is, the greater its integrity would be when facing adversities. Going through homelessness is no fun. Is no fun whatsoever. In my case, men who have cultivated passion for the work, spiritual work of educating human minds to wisdom of the mind according to the universal wisdom of love, is not easy, because what I do is professionally is creating universal education for the development of a wise mind. I call it wise mind because those what I create are universal wisdom education. So I call the show and this work that I do and books that I have written and publishing and published, Wise Mind, basic understanding of my work in this radio show, Wise Mind Radio Show, which Gigi and I, we are hosting every other Wednesday, is to inspire and stimulate minds, because unless a mind is inspired, it cannot be stimulated. And without stimulation, it will not become activated. And when a mind is not activated at the spiritual level, it cannot connect with its being, nor with its own core. Yes, I need everything that money can buy, because they are gone. Thank God there are things that can be replaced, and not my visions, my beliefs, faith, trust in the supreme power energies of love, and for the work that I'm doing, thank God that nothing can shake them. They are, and I'm making them available to each and every one of you with great pleasure. You would not believe how the anticipation of each show on every Wednesday, how much value that has for me. I'm going to return the microphone to Gigi, because we are approaching to the half time of the show, for announcements that she needs to make. And so I will see you on the other side of Gigi's words to you. Gigi?
Hi, thank you, Tito. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Wise Mind. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams Evans, along with co-host Professor Johnsonius T. Lange Jr. Today's show is secondly dedicated to Mr. Lange due to the fact that he is homeless, and we're seeking and asking from the kindness of your heart to donate any amount that you have to TitoLange@yahoo.com. He will have a fundraising page going up pretty soon, and we're going to send that out to all of his friends with social networks and everything. And we ask that you help to support him to get him into a stable place. Living on the street is not good. With his stature and with his education and knowledge, sometimes things happen. Humans are not made to live by themselves. We are very social beings. And in the course of adversity, in times of tragedy, or any kind of this particular situation where he's lost everything, he has nothing but himself and God to look up to and the support of friends like you and those that are listening in and those who correspond with him on his social networks. We're asking you from the bottom of our hearts to please lift him up and to help support him so he can find a stable place to live. He has been sick. He has been in the hospital. He's almost lost his life several times. And through it all, this man, a man of courage, a man of strength, a man of goodwill, a man of faith and love, has shared himself with everyone that he's come in contact with. And I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, in the times of tragedy in his life, don't do it alone. Get other friends to help you to donate. Again, that's TitoLange@yahoo.com. And we want to hear about it. We want to share your donations and your support with him, because personal struggles today, everywhere you've seen in the news, people are having so many problems. There are people getting killed, kids going to school, killing kids, people killing their parents, their grandparents, their children. The world is in complete chaos. And people are losing their homes. Good people like Professor Lange are losing their homes because they're not able to work because of their ill health and not able to keep up with things that are happening in their lives. So we need help, and we seek help. And remember, whatever personal matter that you're facing, talk to a professional counselor. Call Tito. You can reach him at TitoLange@yahoo.com. He'll still be willing to help you even in the times of homelessness. He still has his cell phone, thank God, to coach you spiritually, mentally, help you to function. He's a director and a mentor. So in case you can't find anybody in your area, you can always find Tito at TitoLange@yahoo.com or www.wisemindevelopment.com. Wise Mind Development, which is one long word, wisemindevelopment.org, and you can write to him, pick up a copy of his book to help to support him. It's great to have someone to walk with, to need, to help you to do more in life than you need, and to join a support group. We're trying to raise a support group just for that fact, to help others who are homeless, who are struggling, who are facing difficulties, because there are six kinds of adversity in our lives, and, well, actually, there are more, but I'm just going to run off to you. There's physical, there's mental, emotional, spiritually, socially, and most of all, financially. A lot of people that you see on the street that are homeless are not people of crime and ill repute as most people think they are. These people are actually suffering because they have no financial status in their lives to help them. So if you can go in and make that donation, and it would be a great, great sacrifice for you to do at this particular time, even though we're asking for whatever you can afford to send to Tito to help him to find a place to live, because no one needs to be out on the street living with no place to go to call home. Even if it's a room that he can get, it'll be a roof over his head, and it'll be welcome. He needs food. He needs clothing. He needs medical assistance. He needs so many other things. He can't buy them because of the financial struggles that he's going through right now. So if you'd like to open up your heart and open up your pocket to make a donation. We would certainly appreciate that. PinoLodge@yahoo.com. And again, we're going to set up a funding page for him so you can help to get him, at least get him back on his feet again. We greatly appreciate it, and we say a prayer to that for you, because no one needs to be alone. And in the signs of adversity, we all face difficulties in our lives. So learning to understand the tools and techniques that can be used to overcome adversity are people like you. So we appreciate you, and we're thanking you in advance for anything that you can do. Tito.
Thank you very much, Gigi, for your support. And I fully stand behind every word that you have used to express your cry out for support on my behalf, financial support, donation support, because it's not easy for what I do. And one example is that I remembered not too long ago, that was throughout the holiday season, from the Black Friday through December 31st, I was able to consulting with 173 teenagers from around the globe on issues that are affecting them, such as bullying, suicide practices, self-addictions, and other dysfunctional conditions of the mind. And it was the best time. And I did that at no cost to anyone, no charge to anyone that, you know, took advantage of the opportunity. And teenagers were calling from all around the globe, from so many countries that even if I could, I don't think I would ever get to go to all of those countries and meet everyone. But thank God to the internet, and that I was able to do that. And guess what? Today, I do not have a laptop to continue my work, and also to do work professionally that would bring income to me. I do not have a laptop. And this is one reason why Gigi is, and I, we are asking you to make donations for me. You can do that going to PayPal and use my email address, which is my email address is titolange@yahoo.com. That's where you can, that is my account address at PayPal. That's where you can make donation. And I'd like you to know that just because of the circumstance, I have always been happy to pass on and share my blessings of many, many, many different forms of wisdom, but spiritual, psychological, neurological, philosophical, I mean many different types, many different wisdom that I am blessed with and cultivated. I mean, it has been 30 years. In fact, the last month I celebrate 30 years in cultivating, creating, and working at Self-Development Wisdom Institute, which I have created, my goodness, 30 years ago. And there have been lots of lives being saved, and lots of lives had been transformed throughout these 30 years. And I'm looking forward to continue to do the same thing, not just because of the impact that it has on humanity but also this is what my heart, this is the kind of ways that my life makes sense, living makes sense to me through. I can be of help to anyone and everyone, because Self-Development Wisdom Education is one that has not been yet made available to all mankind. And what I do is creating universal wisdom education to enable every mind to become able to reason, vision, and create above the human level. And as the show is, today is adversity number 2 show, I like to leave, we are approaching the end of the show, I like to leave you with these two, these few words to a wonder to meditate on. Should my mind were not educated enough to embrace wisdom of the mind, which enabled in my mind to reason, vision, and create above the human level, what could have happened to me today, as I have seen it happen to at least 150 individuals who are homeless on Sunday, after, I would say, everything at the physical level, every tangible thing that I have, there is a term for it, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to, commodity, every commodity, human commodity that I had to live in the United States, they are gone. Should my mind were only able to reason vision at human level, you know what would have happened? I could and would have fall into deep depressions, as many have, and commit suicide, as many have. And this is the mission that I create for myself, to prevent and stop bullying, which is adversity when you are being bullied. For teenagers, in all minds, when you are being bullied, is adversities, tragedies, your children would go to school and don't come back. You'll go to work very happy and are ready to do things, that to do well on what you in your field, and you find out that the company you work for is closed. They give you the pink slip. That is adversity. There are so many forms of adversities. Today, mind is absence of all commodities. Help me, please, if you can. And I thank you in advance for any donation that you make through my PayPal account. The address is TitoLounge@yahoo.com, and I am grateful for you. And thank you again. Thank you. By the way, never be hesitating with or without money. I don't need that. To stand with you in your walk when you need my support, encouragement. This is what feeds me. This is what feeds my energies to be here for you. As so many have been there for me. Not only you men, because I have many, many, many spiritual relationship with spiritual energies that I have I'm fortunate to cultivate. Thank you. Thank you for being part of your show today. Thank you, Gigi. And I ask you to continue, because the show is recorded and we have an archive, I will encourage you to share this show episode with everyone that you know, because we all are in the same going through the same physical journey on earth, which is made of tragedies, adversities, and deceptions. We all are going through some form of tragedies of some form. Lack of money, now you have to be concerned about your tragedies, your adversities is protecting your life from those who can take it away, even for $50. That adversities, health adversities, all is adversities on this earth. Thank you again. Thank you in advance. May your day be successful, your work week, your life, and your loved one. So too for your loved ones. I bless you all. Thank you in advance. Gigi?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you again. You've been listening to Wise Mind on the Artist Love. Topic today was, what is adversity? This show was dedicated to personal friends of mine and also to Tito Lange Jr., who is really homeless at this particular time. And the show was really created to help and for us to solicit to you the help and the need that we need to help him to get back on foot again. He's homeless. And as I mentioned before, adversity comes in many different forms. So if you've ever experienced any adversity in your life, then you'll know that it's a trying thing. And a lot of times it can't be reversed. We've gone into overtime, and there was two other advertisements I have to make. One is an invitation to KES, located at 6165 Tribble Street in Lithonia, Georgia, for the Reverend Calvin E. Peterson, 70th and birthday, from 6 to 8 p.m. You're welcome at the door for any donations for him as well. And we hope that you can support DIA, Disabled in Action, Atlanta.org. We also need you very drastically to go ahead and open up your pockets if possible to help Tito, to support him in any way possible. Again, you can go to his personal website. His PayPal account is TitoLounge@yahoo.com. It's TitoLounge Lounge@yahoo.com. So you can give us a helping hand. And again, we will be putting up the fundraising webpage later on today for your support. May God bless you all, and may you all have a wonderful evening. And your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day, Tito.
You too, Gigi, and thank you, everyone, who listening to the show today. And I hope that there are some you learn from me, from lessons that I am learning in regard to adversities, homelessness, and how to prevent yourself, your mind, from being drowned into depressions when and should this happen to you or any one of your loved ones. Thank you again, and I will be seeing Gigi, and I are looking forward to be reunited with you again in 2 weeks for another episode of Wise Mind Radio Show. Thank you again. Have a great work week. Successful one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, again. And tune in for next Wednesday's show. And we hope that you'll be able to help support Mr. Tito Lodge at TitoLodge@yahoo.com. Be blessed.